this whole sequence of writing for me really made me feel a lot better, even though I knew that if I was to read such things in the Lower Mainland, chances were awfully good that virtually no one would understand anything that I was talking about at all. But it did work for me. It made me feel a lot better because I was finally writing something I wanted to say in the way I wanted to say it. Right now I'm sitting on a committee that's settling the first land claims in British Columbia's history for the Nisga'a. And we hope that the settlement will be in place by September. I attended about 100 days of the Gitxsan Wet'suwet'en land claims trial. And I learned a lot there. I sat right in the middle of the courtroom as an observer, all of my various friends, natives and white, arguing out in front of me, each group inviting me daily back to their place to drink and whatever, and I'm saying, no, I can't go with either of you. But a while ago, I wrote a poem called The Land Claims, some years ago. I think Barry is the only person who really ever heard the full poem. I've lost it. I don't know where it is. But I have a bit of it here. Part of it came out of a friend of mine who died. He was a faller. Everyone thought he was a very good faller. But he got crunched by a tree one day. He was a lovely man, dear friend. We were just talking about bush planes. Someone asked me if that recent crash in Smithers had friends of mine in it, and I said, yes, good friends. The list now, I think, is 12 good friends, and possibly another 15 acquaintances. That's a lot of bodies burning up in a fireball in the rocks. I hope I can write something about that sometime. It's a little bit too close to me right now, I think, to write about it. There's a lot of denial in that whole flying industry. It's the men that kill themselves, is what happens. It's almost as though it is suicide, depending on how you look at it. But they are macho men, and they don't probably care too much about their well-being, and they want to get there first. The land claims. So it is, the land claims, the broken. I loved you, but you died. You died, but you were killed by a falling tree that went the other way. Anywhere else but here, someone says, let's go, let's get. They say you'll get hurt from holding nothing back. I want my hand back from holding tools. It's not all mine, part claw. The law reaches into the womb. This better be poetry. It's what I need.